कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद से अद्वैत राधा सुभाषा विभो भक्त श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम सुंदर राधा सुंदर की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय भगवती धाम की जय स्वामी तो भक्त वृंद की जय आज गौरी श्री असमिल गौर आज गौरी श्री असमिल गौर Our glory is to that of the Lord. Thank you. सवई पुंस परो धर्म जतो भक्ति लघु खज अहितु की अप्रतिहता जय आत्मा सुप्रसिद्धि। संस्कृत वर्ड स्पोकन बाय वन ग्रेट सेज हुज नेम इज सूत गोस्वामी। दिस सूत गोस्वामी वाज presiding in a very learned assembly at a place which is known as Naimishara. It is long, long ago, at least 4,000 years ago, but that place, Naimisharana, is still in India. There is a railway station called Nimshar. Now the name is little changed, Nimshar. Originally the name was Nainisharan. That place was specially meant for such kind of meeting, religious meeting. In India there are many sacred places because in India, India is known as the place of religion, the country of religion. Actually, the present religious system of the world, all of them originated from India. The principal religions of the world, namely the Christian religion, the Buddha religion, Hindu religion, even Mohammedan religion. Originally, it came from India. The other day I was reading one book, what is that, Aquarian Gospel? What is that? Yes. In that book I read that Lord Jesus Christ was for many years in India. And he was especially in the Jagannath temple. Yes, and in that book it is stated. In Jagannath temple, and he was discussing philosophy with the priests of the Jagannath. So, similarly, so far Lord Buddha is concerned, he was Hindu. There is no doubt. But he started a separate type of religion, non-violence, because at that time there was need for such religion, non-violence. And That is a great story. Now, here, in that meeting of Naimisharana, the speaker, Sruta Goswami, was asked by the audience that in this age of Kali, this age is called Kali, means a degraded age. People are under misunderstanding that they are advancing in civilization. But actually, they are not advancing, they are degrading. Even they are very much proud of material advancement. But actually, the other day, the press representative came, he asked about this. So I answered that actually, this is not material advancement. Material advancement means to have easily the material needs. What are our material needs? Because we have got this material body, our material needs are four. We want to eat something. Without eating, we cannot exist. So either a human being or an animal, everyone who has got this material body requires to eat something. Then he must have some shelter to rest. Eating and sleeping. Ahara nidra. The Sanskrit word is ahara nidra. Then every material living entity. I am speaking material because every living entity is spiritual spark. He is covered by this material body. Just like you are covered by your sash coat or gown dress. Similarly, we are living entities, we are all spirit soul, part and parcel of God. God is the Supreme Spirit, and what is in your Christian language is called Holy Ghost. So we call the Atma as the Supreme Spirit. So we are all part and parcel of the Supreme. Just like sparks of fire. Fire, we have got experience, and naturally there are some sparks also. So you cannot avoid the sparks. Similarly, the Supreme God is just like fire, and we are just like sparks. So qualitatively, the big fire and the spark fire, both of them are fire. The spark fire, if it falls on your cloth, it will immediately burn and make a black spot, and the part where it is, it will burn. So the burning power is there either in the spark or in the big fire. But the big fire can, burn many things, and the small spark fire, they cannot burn very large quantity, but the burning power is there. Similarly, just like creative force, God has got the creative force, you have got also creative force. But your creative force is very small, minute. Just like God has created this cosmic manifestation. There are innumerable, numberless planets are floating in the air. You have also created something, Sputni, that is also floating in the air. We are very much proud of scientific advancement that we have discovered and manufactured this Sputni running so high. But in comparison to the planetary system, millions of planets are floating in the air. What is this Sputni? It's nothing. Although we may be very proud, we have discovered this Sputni. But according to Bill's literature, we find that the living entity of which the human being is considered the first class, they have got also the intelligence to manufacture or create something which can fly. And we are in this planet, and in other planets there are living creatures, just like there is a planet which is called in Sanskrit language Siddhalopa. Siddhalopa. In that planet, the residents, they can fly without any Sputnik or aeroplane. As you are trying to go from one place to another by aeroplane, they can travel from one planet to another without any machine. By mantra yoga, they can fly. These informations are there. In other planets, there are very many intelligent persons. They are called demigods because they are very, very intelligent. Their duration of life is very long. Just like in the moon planet. In moon planet, the duration of life, I am speaking from the Vedic literature, is 10,000s of years. And what is that 10,000s of years? In our calculation, 6 months make 1 month for them. Similarly, 2 6 months, 1 year, such 10,000 years. And this is a scientific truth. Everything is a relative. The law of relativity, what it's called. Professor Einstein's discovery. Every living entity, the maximum age of living in this age is 100 years. One cannot live more than 100 years. In special case, maybe one or two. Generally, they live less. Anyway, accepting the description given in the Vedic literature, everyone has got duration of time, 100 years. But we must know that everything is relative. Just like our mind, we have calculated a certain distance as mind, how a certain space. Suppose at one time we can stare, say 2 feet, so similar, 3 feet, 1 yard. Similarly, 1700 years make a mile. We have calculated like that. But if there is another animal or another living entity whose steps are greater than yours, you step here and he can step other house. That is possible. It is according to the body. Now, the steps of the ant, that is not equal to your steps. Similarly, the ant's calculation of mile is nothing to your calculation of mine. If steps are calculated as the units for 1 mile, then the end step is very small. There are many minute microbes we sometimes see in the book, just like a police car. It is also that. Is it? So that police car like the creature step and your step, similarly other steps, they are all different. All different. Similarly, duration of life is also different. That is scientific truth. In the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that sahasra yuga parjantam marahajat brahmanobhi. Brahma, brahmas, one day you can do 400,000 of years multiplied by 1,000. This is our calculation. So in God's creation, there are different varieties of reality. Unfortunately, our calculation is that whatever we are, that is final. No, that is miscalculation. That is miscalculation. That, as you can see, there are different grades of varieties of forms and their states, their division of life, their standard, everything is different. Similarly, in the higher planets, their standard of living, their division of life, their calculation of mind, everything is different. That is how they admit it, scientifically. So greater. We do not know what is the end of that greatness. We simply say, God is great. But we do not know how much great He is. That we do not know. But He is great, that's all. He is greatest of all. Basic language, it is said, asamardha. Asama means no equal. Nobody is equal. Urdha means greater. Asamardha. In the Bhagavad Gita also this language is used. Nobody is equal or greater than God. That is God. From one creature to another, from beginning, from the microbe end, it is just like police dog. And go up to Brahma, whose life duration, I just told you, 400,000 of years, or 500,000 of years multiplied by 1,000 equal to one day of Brahma. He also lives in such a 100 years. He lives 100 years, I live 100 years, and live 100 years, but these 100 years are relative. We cannot say that Ant's 100 years and my 100 years and Brahma's 100 years is the same. The speed, the body, the calculation, they're all different. All different. So God is great means there are different ways of living entities and the supreme living entity of whom there is no equal or greater is God. Is God. But the rascals, they have think that I am God. But this is the definition. In every religion, either Christian religion or Hindu religion, the God is great. The Sanskrit language, they say Brahma. Brahma means the greatest. Brahma. The greatest. The supreme absolute personality of God is called Parabrahma. Parabrahma means, Param means the supreme and Brahma. We are all Brahma. Brahma means spirit soul. You are Brahma, I am Brahma, everyone. Or you can say we are all God. But the greatest God is different. He is different. And that is Krishna. That he is confirmed in the Vedic language. Ishara Parama Krishna. Everyone is God. Accept it. All right. But Parama. Parama means the supreme. Of whom there is no equal and no greater. That is called Parama. That Parama Ishara, the supreme God, is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means God have control. So everyone is controller. To his limited extent. The ant is also controller. A grain of sugar. You are also controller. You have got limited fear of controlling. Either you are controlling your children. Or in office you are controlling some clerks. Or in factory you are controlling some workers. Or the President of the United States is controlling the whole population, children of the United States. Similarly, these controllers, one after other, go on steady, steady. There are other demigods, they are also controllers, just like in the heavenly planet, Indra Loka. He is controlling these, the sky, water supply of the planet. So, similarly, different grades of control. You cannot say that there is one kind of control. Different grades of control. And when you find the supreme control, that is God. So, this human form of life is meant for finding out who is the supreme control. The Vedic literature gives us information that Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. That supreme controller is known, his name, God's name. You can give different names. There are many millions of names, God, according to his activities. Because he is the greatest. There is no limit of his activities. So according to different activities, his name is also great. So this word, Krishna, Krishna is the final name. Final name. Final name, why? This word indicates the all attract. God must be all attract. Unless God is all attractive, how he can be God? That's like you select somebody as president because he is attractive. Attractive is somewhere. Attractive by his influence. You see that this man is quite able to control over our country in this way. Therefore, he gives you a vote. He must be attractive. You don't give vote to any person who is not attractive. So, attraction must be there. And what are the attractions? The attraction is wealth, attraction is strength, attraction is reputation, attraction is wisdom, and attraction is beauty, and attraction is renunciation. The six kind of, in Vedic literature, because it is perfect, it gives the definition of God. That anyone who has got the six kind of attraction in full, not partially. Partially, everyone has got some attraction. So far wealth is concerned, everyone has got some wealth, a few $1,000s. But somebody may have a few millions of dollars. So, the grades of possessing wealth, they are different. But when you find a person possessing all the wealth, well, that is supreme. In this way, attraction by wealth, attraction by reputation, in this way we have got the definition of God from Vedic literature, and he is known as Krishna. Krishna means all attract. This word Krish means attraction. There are many other meanings. This is one of the meanings, Krishna. So, actually, if God's final name is to be sought, the all-attractive name, greatness, by all attraction, that is final name, the Krishna. So this Krishna is accepted in the Vedic language, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. He is so attractive, he is so powerful, that he is the cause of all causes. The creative power, there are so many creative powers displayed in the cosmic manifestation, but he is the supreme creator. So, the Sukha Goswami, I'm giving you just a nutshell definition of God, of Krishna. And the Sukha Goswami was asked by the audience in Vaiṇiśāraṇya, what is the best kind of religion? There are different kinds of religion in the world. And how, by such prosecution of such religious activities, one can be completely happy. After all, why religion is accepted in the human society? In human society, in any country, any place, there is some sort of religion. Why? Why they go to church or mosque or temple? Just to find out peace of mind. That is the main purpose. To become peaceful, happy. So this question was a very intelligent question. What is that best kind of religion by following which one can be fully satisfied? So, Sukha Goswami replied that Savai Punsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adhokashi. He did not mention any particular type of religion. He generally described that any religious system you follow, it doesn't matter. But the test is whether you are increasing your love of God, the Supreme. That is the test of religion. Because religion means any religion, there is some relationship with understanding of God. Either Christian religion or Hindu religion or Mohammedan religion, there is a conception of God. That is a fact. Now, by following your religious system, if you develop your spontaneous love of God, then whatever religion you are following, that is perfect. Savai Punsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adhokashi. God's another name is given here, Adhokashi. Adhokashi means Adha. Adha means snubbed down. Akhaja means direct perceptional knowledge. Direct perceptional knowledge, just like I am seeing you are seeing me, this is direct knowledge. But this knowledge is not perfect. By seeing me, you cannot understand me wholly. Or by seeing you, I cannot understand you wholly. I do not know. Actually, I see you are very beautiful, you are very nice, or I can talk with you, but to understand you fully, it requires a farther knowledge. Similarly, that means my point is, seeing knowledge, we acquire knowledge by our senses, by seeing, by touching, by tasting, by hearing, by smelling. When I see something, I appreciate, it is very beautiful, it is very ugly. That is my knowledge acquired by seeing. I taste something, a nice mango, by smelling I can understand, it is very sweet. By hearing, I can understand, this music is very nice. So we have got our senses, and by senses, we acquire knowledge. But God is not to be understood by the direct perception of the senses. That is not possible. Because we cannot see directly God. We cannot smell God. We cannot hear. We hear, of course. That is the most important thing. Just like every one of us heard that God is great. So, analyzing all this sensual knowledge, this particular knowledge, by hearing, is the only way for understanding God. Therefore, the Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. Shruti means to hear. Adhokhaja. You cannot perceive God by any other senses. You cannot see God. You cannot smell God. You cannot touch God. You cannot taste God. But you can hear. That's a fact. You can hear. So this hearing is very important thing to understand what is God. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is the hearing process. Hearing process. Just like we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We are hearing the name of Krishna. By hearing, we are understanding what is the form of Krishna. The form of Krishna which we are worshipping here. It is by hearing. It is not imagination. It is by hearing. Just like in the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Chintamani prakara sadma su kalva vritha lakyabhritesu sridhavira vipalayantam rasmi sahasra sata samrama sribhumanam venum tanvantam aravinda dalayatak. These are statements. What is the form of the law? What he is doing? What are his activities? And those hearings are confirmed also when Krishna descended. The same thing. Krishna was playing with flute. He was treating the cows very favorite. He was known as cow as boy in his childhood. So that hearing was confirmed. His reputation, his strength, his beauty, his wisdom, whatever is stated in the Vedic language, they are all confirmed by when Krishna descended. So, in that Krishna is not present at the moment, but still we can hear. His instructions, what he gave in the Bhagavad Gita, many instructions he left. One of them is very important, Bhagavad Gita. This Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world, irrespective of religious consideration. As a matter of philosophy and book of knowledge, it is very popular all over the world. This Bhagavad Gita we have published as it is, But unfortunately, many reasons, they give different interpretations. But as it is, should be understood. Now, this process is hearing. Because that is the only process. If you want to understand God, other processes will be realized through the process of hearing. Sravana. Therefore, the devotional service which we follow, there are in different stages. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Satyam, Atmanis. There are 9 different courses, of which the first step, Sravanam, is very important. Very important. Sravanam, to hear. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is giving chance to the people to hear about God. That's all. It is nothing. We don't charge anything for this. We don't say any bogus thing that you press your nose at this and that and you realize. No. The simple method, just like you see when we are chanting, and people are hearing, even this child, this small child, he was also taking pleasure. He was also dancing here. He was feeling. He was feeling, otherwise how he could dance. You see? So this feeling can be aroused, God consciousness, simply by these 16 words chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And after chanting, if we hear something from the authoritative literatures, we have got Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sangita, many other things. But if one has no time to hear, he can chant and hear. He can chant himself and hear. And he will feel Sinnatam Sarata Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtan. This chanting and hearing is so pious that it will gradually cleanse your heart and you will understand what is God. What is God? What is your relationship with Him? What is His function? What is your function? All these things will come automatically. Gradually. It will take just like to cure a disease, it takes some time. Not that immediately you give the medicine and immediately he becomes cured. No. Immediately he becomes cured, of course, by hearing, provided one hears properly. But it is not possible because we are associated with this material contamination. It requires little time. But this is the only process of this age. Simply, you hear. This chanting Hare Krishna and hear. And if you have got time, you can read books. That is also hearing. So we have established this center. We are very glad that you have come. It is newly started. And if you come here, we are holding classes on Monday and Wednesday and Friday. 3 classes. Morning also, the inmates of the temple, they hold daily, they come. But for outsiders, we specially hold classes 3 days in a week. Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So, it is not very troublesome task. You can please come and hear how they are chanting and dancing. Little, just spare a little time of 1 hour or 1 hour, you'll benefit. Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, you'll benefit. All these while, they came simply by hearing. We have got many centers, 13 centers in your country, in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, they are improving very nicely. Many people are coming, hundreds, 200, they are coming gradually. In London also, people are taking very seriously. In the Times of London, there was a newspaper heading that Krishna chant startles London. So, it is a genuine movement. If you want to learn about God, and if you want to develop your dormant loving spirit for God, then take to this movement. That is our question. Take to this. And that is required. Because human life and animal life, the difference is that there is God. The animals do not know what is God. The man can know. So similarly, if we remain without knowing God, then we are simply animals. We are no better than animals. What is the use of becoming a human being? Eating, sleeping, mating, hey, that is also animal business. They rather exceed. You can beget children after 3 or 4 years old. The animals and the birds, they can beget children 1 dozen at a time. And 2 in a year. So your capacity for begetting children is not very much greater. So eating, the hog can eat anything, any damn thing, up to stew. So you cannot compete with a hog even in matter of eating. So there are, for living, you are thinking that I shall live for 100 years. So what is your that? So the trees, they are living for 7,000 years. 7,000 years. In San Francisco, I saw one tree in the, what is that? Yes. They one boy, somebody said that this tree is 7,000 years old. So what is the use of such life? 7,000 or 7 million of years standing in one place? Similarly, without, understanding your relationship with God, what is the use of living? A tree can live more than you. What is the use of eating? And what is the use of mating? And what is the use of defending? So this is not a proper civilization. It's simply concentrating on these 4 different bodily necessities of life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. No. This life is not meant for, simply for this hard work, like animals, and satisfy oneself by sex life. This is a hog's life. The hog is also working whole day, very hard, eating nonsense, and very much satisfied with sex life. This life is for voluntary. Giving oneself for understanding what is God. That is necessary. So, we are dealing with this subject matter authoritatively from Vedic literature, which is coming since a very long time. So there is no blood, there is no chart, there is no particular type of labor. You can take advantage of this, and you are always welcome, and I think we shall take this matter seriously and attend this meeting. Thank you very much. If you have got any question, you can talk. I shall try to answer. Have you got any question?
No.
Well, try to understand, and if you have got any doubt, you can question.
Yes.
Because this is a discussion, we are trying to understand God, so we must understand it nicely. Question is one of the items for understanding. Tadvidhi panipatena paripasmena sevaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that to understand the transcendental science, the science of God, these things are required. What is that? You must find out a person who can answer. You cannot ask the question of God to a storekeeper. No. One who is conversant in this science, anything. Suppose if you want to learn engineering, you have to go to some engineer. Or if you want to learn medical science, then you have to admit yourself to a medical college. Similarly, if you want to learn about God, then you must approach a person who is conversant in the science of God. That thing particular. And then, tadvidhi pranipatena. Pranipat means you must find out a person where you can surrender. You should not go to a person who is less intelligent than you. That is useless. That is useless. Because you cannot learn from it. You should go to a person who is at least more intelligent than you. Better to pick up a very intelligent person who can answer all the questions. Okay? So, tadvidhi panipatena, first of all, find out a man, surrender there, and then put your question, sincere question. What is this? That, and so far, my disciples are concerned. My disciples for the last 2-3 years. Still, daily I require questions, letters, at least one time, from different branches. They are very, very intelligent questions. So question will be there. If you try to understand something seriously, there must be question. Just like a child who wants to understand something from the parents, always inquires, father, what is it? Daddy, what it is? Mommy, what it is? That is the intelligence. That's intelligence. A child who always questions the parent, that means he's going to be very intelligent in future. So question, tadvidhi panipatena, pariprasnena, sevaya. But at the same time, you should not simply met the learned man to whom you question as dictionary, but you must tender your service. Then you will be able to understand. These three things are required. One must find out a suitable person where to put your question, and the question should be put by surrender and sense. Then the science of God will be done. So, you are welcome to put questions. We'll tell you very clear. And if you like, you can take our books. I've got many books. This Bhagavad Gita as it is, our magazine, Back to Godhead. We are printing 20,000 magazines that have been distributed and principally from Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York and London. So this God consciousness movement is increasing because it is natural. Everyone is part and parcel, just like father and son. There is natural affinity due to blood relationship, just like that child. Because the child of a certain mother, she has got natural affection for the mother. Always working with the mom. Similarly, we are all sons of God. We have got natural affinity for God. unfortunately I have forgotten. This is your position, this is called Maya. And therefore you are unhappy. As the child, out of the protection, not actually exactly out of the protection, out of the vision of the parents, he is not very happy. Similarly, we are being out of contact with God, we are not very happy. The whole world is unhappy. There are so many problems due to this lack of God consciousness. This should be revived. This is most important thing. People should join. And this is a very scientific movement. They should try to understand and spread. That is necessary. That is a fellow feeling. If you want to attend the highest humanitarian service, you should all be conversant with God consciousness and raise people to understand this level. This boy, he came the other day. Very nice boy. His name I forgot. What is your name?
Brian.
Brian, yes. Mr. Brian is very nice boy. Yes. You have come alone? Oh, very good, devotee. We have got many boys like that in Los Angeles. They are doing very nice. So you have no question, then try to tell us. Are you thinking about Paul? We can't tell this now. We'll have Aruti if you sit down first.
Thank you.